Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
I'm visiting with Mark Clifford, the author of the new book, The Troublemaker, How Jimmy Lai Became a Billionaire, Hong Kong's Greatest Dissident, and China's Most Feared Critic. This is the story of one very, very difficultly successful man, and good for him. However, it turns out to be a story of modern China, going from famine to wonder to capitalism to brutality in the course of a man's lifetime, one man's lifetime. It is now 2020. The COVID hits, and they raid Apple Daily. Jimmy, by the end of the year, is jailed. It's hard to separate those things, Mark. It's as if the COVID gave China permission to do what they had held back from, which is to expose their brutality. Is that the way to think of it?
That's certainly one way to think of it. It's a kind of, paraphrasing Voltaire, if COVID didn't exist, they would have had to invent it. I mean, this was such a convenient excuse. And, for example, it was COVID restrictions that allowed them to outlaw the June 4th Tiananmen commemoration. Right. That had happened every year. In 2019, there were something like 160,000 people there. I was one of them. It was incredible. The next year, it was outlawed. Jimmy came, got out of his car, didn't talk to anyone, lit a candle, said a prayer, got back in his car. They accused him of incitement to riot, and they jailed him on that charge. So that's how far Hong Kong fell in that single year.
April of 21, he sentenced to 14 months. May of 21, Apple Daily is raided again. May of 21, June of 21, Apple is raided again, and on June 24th, Apple publishes its last edition. What's striking to me is not only Jimmy as the owner and publisher, but the editors and writers are persecuted as well. And they're all fearful, and Jimmy knows it. He's in jail during this. He can't help them. But the editors and writers, they knew that they could flee, correct? And they chose not to.
Well, some of them fled. I was on the board of directors at the time. And as you say, it was just an incredible few months. So end of June 2020, the national security law comes in. August 10th that year, 2020, Apple was raided for the first time. Jimmy was perp walked through the newsroom, taken out of his house, handcuffed behind his back. I mean, again, this is a guy who's always preached nonviolence, who could have left and decided to stay. By the end of that year, as you say, he's in prison. His shares were frozen, essentially confiscated. The bank accounts for the company were cut off, which meant that as directors, we couldn't even pay our staff. Yet they kept they put out the issue. They went as long as they could. Six of them, along with Jimmy, are still in jail.
And now we need to turn to why this is happening. China is now, since 22, under the grip of a regime that is almost a caricature of a tyranny. There's moments where you can't tell whether you're reading Orwell or not. The understanding of all the data all the time, keep everybody under surveillance, sacrifice your prosperity, sacrifice the bargain you've made with the people in order to keep that data in your hand. We see it every day. Xi Jinping. Does Jimmy have an opinion of Xi Jinping, the man who has now broken the mold and is serving his third five-year term? And for as far as we know, he's going to live out his life as the boss.
Yeah. Jimmy does not like him. He tries not to make it personal, I think. He did not think, I've seen some of his writings from prison, and he was surprised that Xi Jinping really went ahead with a third term. But I mean, Jimmy's real wrath is reserved for the Chinese Communist Party, because it's a system that is a brutal system that can't reform itself, can't ease off, and has meant that we've had almost 2,000 political prisoners just in little Hong Kong with its 7.5 million people. So it's hard to see, you know, any dramatic change in Hong Kong as long as Xi Jinping is in power.
Jimmy is resident at the Stanley Prison, which was built by the British, I believe, and it's in Hong Kong. And he's now involved in the national security trial. Heretofore, there have been trials about him participating in protests, or there was one absurd moment, something about an illegal sublet, real lawfare stuff. I can't even follow that one. But this one is the national security law, and he's being prosecuted on the basis of conduct that happened before the national security law. So there clearly is no attempt at jurisprudence here. But do his remarks in court, do they get recorded in any fashion? Do we know what happens in court?
Yeah, we can't. First of all, it is absolutely lawfare, John. And let's remind your listeners that is using the veneer of a legal system to reach a predetermined political end. And in this case, the end is to shut up Jimmy Lai. And they will twist the law in any way possible. You mentioned this so-called illegal sublet. Jimmy leased a tiny area, about half of one side of a tennis court in this vast complex, newspaper complex. He leased it for a private, his family office, paid rent to the parent company where I was a director, and yet the authorities decided that was fraud. It's a bit like I rent an apartment for you and it says no pets and I have a cat in there. Actually, that's probably more serious because people are allergic to cats. As you said before, it's Orwellian, but it's so absurd. It's kind of like Lewis and Carroll's Alice in Wonderland meets Orwell meets Kafka. I mean, when we were forced to close down, we couldn't pay our staff their last month's salary because our bank accounts were frozen. We asked the authorities for permission to pay. They wouldn't give it to us. But then they took us to court for not paying our employees. I mean, the absurdity of this system is beyond belief in a place that a couple years ago was regarded as a trusted global financial center that had rule of law. And rule of law is above all what Jimmy's concerned with.
Yes, he is in a solitary confinement in Stanley Prison. He's become a painter. Have you seen his products?
I'm lucky enough. In fact, there are pencils because he's not allowed to paint in prison. He's drawn, you know, hundreds of religiously themed imagery, but, you know, pictures. And he's actually, again, something else I learned in the biography. He actually studied art with the renowned Chinese American artist Wallace Ting. He took a few months off in the mid 90s and went and studied with Wallace in Amsterdam, became very good friends with him. And that is, you know, part of this very monastic life he's leading when he's not in court. You asked about the national security law trial. It's so absurd. As you say, most of the actions seem to revolve around meeting U.S. officials a year before there was a national security law. They don't like a few of his statements about the Communist Party. And they particularly seem concerned that Jimmy called for sanctions against Hong Kong officials who were involved with human rights violations. But it seems like there's much ado about nothing. There's a bit of smoke, but we can't find any fire. And yet, this trial's been going on since December 2023, so about 15 months already, and huge amounts of time in court. Jimmy is in court. He's been in court more than 130 days. He's testifying. These remarks are reported. There are still three places in Hong Kong and some and the foreign wires that are reporting, because at least we do have one vestige of openness in Hong Kong, and that's that the proceedings are taking place in open court, unlike the mainland, where you'd have a kangaroo court that would last a couple hours behind closed doors, and that would be it.
The book is The Troublemaker. Mark Clifford is the author, How Jimmy Lai Became a Billionaire, Hong Kong's Greatest Dissident, and China's Most Feared Critic. There's one more line that hasn't been written yet, and we'll know the end of that soon enough. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
use sunscreen para proteger la piel, ¿verdad? So why not be proactive protegiendo tu salud bucal también? Hola, mi gente, soy Amara La Negra y con el sistema de prevención activa Colgate Total, tú puedes ayudar a prevenir problemas bucales como las caries y gingivitis antes de que empiecen. The reformulated toothpaste, innovative toothbrush, and refreshing antibacterial mouthwash were designed to work together to be 15 veces más efectivos reduciendo bacterial buildup, la causa principal de los problemas orales en solo 6 semanas, starting in week 1, compared to non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and a flat trim toothbrush. Eso es prevention power, baby. Compra el sistema de prevención Activa Colgate Total visitando shop.colgate.com/total. Protect your oral health and be dentist ready.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.